try to start this year. Don't Hashem Nasav Nasleach. So I'll read now in the Gemara Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Maskev LaRavina.
22, right?
Six lines from the wide lines. Six lines up from the wide lines. Maskev LaRavina. Ravina has a question. For Lachshav Nami, should also count the case Hakaitzitz Ilanis Taivas, one who cuts down big trees, good trees. So we said also we cut down trees should also be chayiv for another lav in our mission when you were plowing. Why the only eighth? It should be a ninth malchus. So it says, and mehavazaras mehachal. The warning from here, the pasuk says, ki yemenu taychal. You should even revise the lotichos. Don't cut it down. That was his question. Let's see the next question. Amle ribs the ira leramani. Was ira asked Ramani, the lichshev nam. You should also consider a count. Another case that you're doing a lot, you should get malchus while you're plowing. For example, the Amr, he said, Shavua shalo echrash b'yamta. I make a swear, I'm not going to plow on yamta. And then he went and plowed. So you should get another law for going against the shavua. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not a problem. He's not transgressing the shavua.
It seems to be a problem.
It's not
a problem.
Right, it's not going to be a problem. Why not? Oh, so I said I made it a problem. But so Hasam, it's not a problem. Hasam, oh, it's not a problem. Why? Hasam like a chalas shvuah. Over there, the shvuah is not. It's not a good shvuah. It's not chal. It doesn't rest. It doesn't work. The shvuah over there. The swear doesn't work. So you weren't going against any swear because the swear never took effect. Why? Because mushba va'oymed mehar Sinai hu. He's already in a standing shvuah from Har Sinai since we swore. And we already said we're going to keep the Torah. He said, Nasa v'nishma. So we have to keep this. You have to keep Yom Tov anyways. You're not allowed to plow on Yom Tov anyway. So your shvua that you're not going to plow on Yom Tov doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything. It was never a good shvua.
Superfluous.
So our question was maybe you should be chai for going against your shvua. You made a shvua, I'm not going to plow on Yom Tov. And now you transgress your shvua. So that's a lie. You should get malchus. Or says, no, it's not true. Your shvua never worked over here. It was never a good shvua, so you didn't go against anything. You didn't go against your shvua. Your shvua was never valid.
Are you trying to say to add that as another law?
Yeah, that was the question.
We have, nine instead of eight?
Yeah, according to Rabbi, it'll be nine instead of eight. And what I'm saying is that it's not a good thing to add, because it's not a true law, because the shvua would never work. Amar Lei, he said back to him, I had a case of shvua. Even in this case, it could still work. Kugan, for example.
Where the shvua would hold, and you would get two lashes.
You should get a ninth lash.
Right.
Good. The Amr, for example, the person said, Shavua shaloi acharash, bein b'chol bein miyamta. I'm making a shvua, I'm not going to plow, I'm going to strike. As a farmer for enough years, I'm not planting, I'm not plowing. I had enough of this, I'm not plowing anymore. That says, I make a shvua, I'm not plowing, not during the week, not on Shabbos, never. The vizier, the shvua would work.
What? Because you're talking about the weekday.
The migu, the chala, allow shvua b'chol. Since it rests on it, the shvua works b'chol during the weekday. Because during the weekday, it's a valid shvua. Chala, allow nami b'yamtiv. It also works on yamtiv. Because once the shvua was partially taking effect, because I said I'm not going to plow during, I swear I'm not going to plow during the weekday, which is a regular shvua, which is a good shvua. So the other part also, which usually would not take effect, in this case it does take effect. Why? This is called the Isser Kailo. An Isser, which incorporated something was also mutter. Meaning if a person said, I'm swearing that I'm not going to plow on Yom Tov alone, that's not a shvua, because you already have to do that anyways. You're not making yourself, you're not obligating yourself with your shvua or anything. You're already sworn in to do such a thing. Therefore, your shvua is worthless. It's not called a shvua. However, if a person makes the shvua, I'm not going to plow during the week, so that's a good shvua, right? I'm not going to plow during the week. It's a good shvua.
And couples up with you.
And a couple you add in. Also, Yom Tov, that's called the Isser Kailo. So he wants to say, according to this opinion, it works. And the shvua will even work. It will even take effect on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Which means that I go and I plow on Yom Tov, I'm actually transgressing, I'm going against my shvua.
Because part of it works, the whole thing works.
Oh, because part of it works, the whole thing works. Good. Since part of the shvua is working, In Hilcha Shavuot, this way it goes, the whole Shavuot takes effect. The whole Shavuot is going to work.
We have nine now.
So now, according to the words of the question, you should have a ninth case. So the Gemara answers, no. Midei di isa b'she'ela, something that there is b'she'ela that you could ask on it, which means you could ask a rabbi and try to get out of it. Like Tani, we didn't mention them. Which means we're talking cases that you for sure definitely get this lot. In a case of a shvua or any mitzvahs that are said, made with dibur, let's say you make something into hektish with your mouth, make a shvua, nadarim, all these things that are made with a person's mouth, a person could always try to go to a rav and they could try to figure out why you didn't really mean it or this and that. You can find loopholes to get him out of it.
He's talking about nullifying the original shvua of not the plow of Yom Tov, or the original shvua of, or the shvua of connecting Yom Tov to the whole.
The shvua just on Yom Tov didn't work at all. You don't have to nullify. The shvua that said I'm not going to plow on Yom Tov was worthless. It doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't work because the fact is he could nullify it, it doesn't work.
Now you could nullify it, doesn't work. It never worked.
Because it wasn't tonight.
It never took effect in the first place because he was already under the shvua.
I understand. But what is the statement saying?
So you don't need to be nullified.
You can take a shvua to.
To nullify the vow that the modified vow now was, I will not going to plow on a weekday. Or
fine. So this applies. The fact is that you can nullify it. Yeah, it's only going to apply with the whole and Yom Tov combination. Fine. Right. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, but why does the second one take effect? Because he was also at Sinai. That's also connected to Sinai. Because I'm not going to plow on the whole.
No, that's wasn't why. Why is that? That wasn't. You never said on Sinai, not going to plow on the whole.
Not to plow.
On Shabbat. On weekday. Chol means on weekday. I mean, Chol is saying, I'm right. Making a shvua, I'm not going to plow during the week. I never swore by Har Sinai, I'm not going to plow during the week.
That's
your good hold. Sinai said, I'm not going to plow on
Shabbat. Yom Tov. Shabbat Yom Tov. Right. Someone said, this shvua does take effect. I'm not going to plow on Chol. It takes effect. And once you throw it shvua, once you throw into the shvua, also other additional things, either they usually won't work. It's called the Isser Kaila. Once your shvua works, well, also group it up and include it. And say once your shvua is working, because working for the weekdays, so too will work also. It will be a valid shvua on Shabbos. And therefore, if you go, and that's great Shabbos now, if you go at plow on Yom Tov, you're also going against your shvua. So why did I mention that case? So no, anything that you could get out of, we're not talking about. Anything that's Isser B'She'ilah, we're not bringing those cases. Because since shvua, you could go and try to get out of it somehow. It's all right. I didn't know. And that you could get out of it. Our mission wasn't mentioning those cases. Our mission was definitely mentioning cases you're definitely going to get malchus and a lot. Fine. That's the word I said on top. Which means since you made your shvua on something which really was mutter, then you can really add onto the thing that's already usher. Good. Let's see. Three fun. Migu techayla leshvua. Sorry, we read there the Rashi before. Mika chayla leh. That's 13 lines from the narrow lines. The Rivan. Mika chayla leh. Ha'havali nishba. He raised to worship the levat. What is it? Not to be about the mitzvah. But nachlo. We learned it after the pasuk of milahara elahitiv. The Shavuos, the Gemara Shavuos learns out of the Pasuk. The ain't no Shavuos. The Gemara said, the Mice is not going to be a Shavuos. If you make a Shavuos on something that it's already written in the Torah, it's not a good Shavuos. The Gemara Shavuos written in the Torah, it's not a good Shavuos. The Gemara says, no, Migu the Chayla Aleh Shavuos, since it rests, it works, it's valid part of the Shavuos, which is during for which is for during the week. So too, the other part of the Shavuos also becomes valid.
We learn it out
from the pasuk of Milahara Ilahitif. The pasuk over there it says you can make a shvua that Lahara Ilahitif, meaning you're not going to do something, it's like Lahara, you're going to be negative, or Ilahitif, you are going to do something well, but you can't make something which you have no choice on. Right? You can't make a shvua on something which you have no choice on. You can only make a Lahara Ilahitif.
Okay.
And not something which you already have to do anyway.
Something you have to do anyway, that's not
a shvua. Oh, yeah, this we learned in the Sukkim. It's only something you're making, putting yourself something negative or positive. But that's fine. You say, I'm not going to do something, I'm going to do something. But anything else is not called a shvua. You have to do it already, it's not a shvua. So the Gemara said, no, over here the Shvuah will work. Why? Migu, since the Chayla Lashva v'chulu, etc. We said, since the Shvuah works regarding the weekday, the Shvuah will also work regarding Yom Tov. Kalim said, what is this called? Hainu Isser Kailo. This is called a Isser Kailo, which means that you're incorporating something else into your Isser. You already have something which is Isser. He takes something which is really mutter and adding it on. Which means, in a simple meaning, before we get to Rivan, what's the difference between Isser Kailo and Isser Maisa? Rivan's saying, since you made a Shvuah and it's Isser Kailo, therefore it's a good Shvuah. Right? When you want to say you're making a Shvuah on Yom Tov, you already have to do it anyway, because from Hasina you have to do it. Saying, no, it's since you're making a Shvuah for during the week also, it works. So what's that called? It's called the Isser Kailo, since I'm including something else which was really mutter. Therefore, the whole Shvuah will work. And what's the Isser Maisif? There's nothing called the Isser Kailo, there's nothing called the Isser Maisif. So Maisif is a case where it's already forbidden to me 100%, and just add another reason why it's forbidden to me.
So it's an extra, it's the opposite, it's an extra Isser. You get an extra lash by a
Mosef Isser. Yeah, it'll come out, but why would you get an extra lash?
You're adding to it. You're already taking something that's Isser, now you're modifying it and adding it on top of it. So you're
saying fine. Yeah, but what about, is it able to work? Is it able to be valid?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it Mosef also? Or Isser Kailo?
In this case here? Or
we're in Isser Kailo. Rivan saying our case is called Isser Kailo. Right. You're including a case that was really already mutter. You're including another case that was already mutter. That's what Isser Kailo. But now the Rebbe is going to bring us the whole thing about Isser Maisif. What's Isser Maisif? Maisif is adding another Isser. I had one thing that was Usser.
What's an example of that?
The Rebbe is going to see in a minute. That something is already Usser. You're just making it 200% Usser. It was already 100% Usser to you for a certain reason. So our case is different. Because our case really, during the week I was allowed to plow. So on Shabbos I wasn't allowed to plow 100%. But I added something which I could do during the week. I added something to my shul which was really mutter. Correct? I added to my Shvuah that I'm not going to plow during the weekday.
That's
Korah. That's Isser Kailo. I mean, I incorporated something which is really mutter into my Shvuah, that I made that Usser. Mm-hmm. What's Isser Maisif? Isser Maisif is going to be that it's already 100% Usser. I'm just making it 200% Usser. I'm adding another reason why it should be 100% Usser. Like we'll see everybody gives examples of Isser Maisif. So that's it. Isser Maisif. What's Isser Maisif? What's a consistent Maisif? Kagar, for example. Shebechaticha atzma.
Which Rosh are you with?
Migu dechayla. So migu dechayla shvua. Since dechayla shvua, hayu Isser Kailo. This is the Kailo. Good. The Isser Maisif. What's the case of Isser Maisif? You're adding onto the Isser, which would be in the case of a shvua will not work. So you're just adding more Isser. Going for example, shebechaticha atzma noisiv Isser. In this piece of meat itself, let's say, which we're going to say soon at the end of Rivan, right? You're adding on Isser. Right, let's say this thing is already chaylev, it's ready for a bit of fat. You also add on nicer, you leave it over, you didn't burn it, you didn't take care of it. So there I did it, Isser Maisif, it was ready, I just added to 100% these surim, it was 100% asr because it's chaylev. Now adding another Isser because of nicer.
Because you didn't burn it, you left it over, you should have burned it, but you left it over. So
right.
Even though it was forbidden fats for you, the fact is that you left it over and didn't burn it, that's the second, that's adding to the already prohibited fats.
Correct. What do you say about
this? This is where the Sheva Chitza. Keep going, for example.
Keep going. Sheva Chaticha, the piece. Chaticha. Atma, the piece itself, Neisr Isser. Keep going. Elu Neisr Al Hayamtev, Isser Aydishwazu. Halei Maisif. Since over here, what's Rivan saying over here? What's he saying over here? He's saying, if you have the Chaticha itself, that's it. He's trying to explain to us Isser Maisif, right? What's he trying to explain to us? What does Rivan want to explain to us over here? The difference between Isser Kailo and Isser Maisif. What's the difference? He's saying, what's Isser Maisif? Ki goyin shim Chaticha atzma naisif etzitzitzitzitzitzit. If the Chaticha itself could goyin ilu naisif ala yomtev Isra ala day shvua. Because if you would have added onto Yom Tov Isser Shvuah, have a Maisif, then you were going to add. Do me the issue, like a case of Ish Nasach. Let's say a person has his mother in law. Before it became his mother in law, you weren't allowed to marry her. Why not? Ish Ish. Say Ish. Now you go and marry this lady's daughter. Why not to marry her? Chamotzi, your mother in law. But it just made the same Isser twice. That's Isser Meiser. We added on the same 100% Isser. When you take something Mutter, make it Asr. This lady is already Asr too, because she's a married woman. Now she goes again even more Asr too, because she is also your mother-in-law. So that's called Isser Meiser.
Well, she could have been the mother-in-law or not married.
What's that mean? Nachon, she could be mother. Nachon. So in this case, she's both. Could be, lot of this could be. Fine. Yeah.
So is this trying to say that the Easter Moser, because it's talking the Ilum Nose Aliyonta Israel de Shbuazu. So how that's bringing our case into this Easter Moser context. How is it fitting in our case with the Shbuah on this Easter Moser?
Oh, so he's not an Easter Moser. The Rebbe's trying to explain our case, the Easter Kolo is not an Easter Moser.
Right.
Our case, the Isra Kolo, why? Because I took something which was mutter to plow during the week, and I put it with my shvur. So I incorporated something which is really already usr, but something that's really mutter, so I made it usr. Correct? But Isra Muslim is different. If Muslim is, it's already 100% usr. I'm just adding another Isra for the, it's just a different type of Isra. I'm just adding the same, she was 100% usr because she was the Isra Sish. Now she becomes, let's say, 200% usr. 100% usr because of Eishes Eish. Another 100% because of Chamaisa.
So how is this fitting? The second Kagon.
Wait, which second one?
Kagon Ilu Nosef Al Hayomtev Israel Eide Shvuazu.
It's like, if technically speaking, you would have, he's trying to say, how could our case be an Eishes Eish? Right?
Yeah.
And what he's saying is, in our case, if not, he's saying Lule, if not for the case that was added on Yom Tov Israel Eide Shvuazu. Right.
Ilu is what?
Ilu is like if it ilu means really ilu means with, but if, but over here it sounds like ilule, like lule, like if not for the fact that it would be, you would add it. We could say like if only if ilu means if you would add on Yom Tov Israel Day Shuazu. How they must if what he's saying if it would be usher anyways without my shvur, then it's Esther Meisif. Do me the Ishus Ish. Nasis chamaisef, like a married woman becomes your mother-in-law. The maisefu, because then you're adding on. The meikar originally kaimala chanek bechanek. Originally she was just an eishes ish, and if he marries, he'll get chanek. Vahashto, and now that's also his mother-in-law, because he married her daughter. Kaima was sreifa. Now you get sreifa. Oh, skila sreifa. There's even curses there. It's parentheses skila. Can we really halacha sreifa? Mistake, printing mistake.
So the first
Shavuah. Marshasta is really straightforward.
What was the first Shavuah? When we're just making an oath, so us are plowing on Yom Tov, that would be an Easter Musa?
Which case? Huh? Which case?
First Shavuah. Would that be an example of Easter Musa?
No, over there, the first Shavuah I made is just, I just said, I'm not going to plow during the week. What do you say first?
No, I'm saying, but plowing on Yom Tov, so saying a Shavuah, I'm not going to plow on Yom Tov.
Right.
He's already high on that.
Right.
So would that be an Easter Musaf? An example?
Over there, that's not an example of Easter Musaf. That's because that's a problem. Over there, you already have an Easter from the Torah. Easter Musaf is that, I don't really have it. Easter Musaf is we're trying to, when the Torah, let's say, adds two of them for you. Yeah. Over there, it's not an Easter Musaf. Say we said it's worse. It says, you already have an Easter on you, you can't make more, you can't do the same Easter twice. Over there, it's not an Easter Musaf. If the Torah already told you, you're not going to work on Yom Tov, and you swear again you're not going to work on Yom Tov, the same thing, that's not called an Easter Musaf.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand
Ishmael.
You're adding on something you're already high upon. You're adding the
Ishmael
you're already high
upon. Yeah, but Shavuah is different, because it's true, usually that's what it is. It's true. It's true, but if a Shavuah doesn't help, meaning you can't add, if you already have an Ishmael, you can't add a Shavuah.
Okay.
Certain cases, the Torah gives you Ishmael, you understand?
Yeah.
You can't give yourself like this. You can't give yourself an Ishmael.
Okay, now I understand.
You can't give yourself a Shavuah, but you already have an Ishmael. But the Torah can give it to you. The Torah already made this lady Eishes Ish. Now the Torah made you. Now you married her. So the Torah says she's also your mother-in-law. So with this, it's going to be Esther Meisef. Fine. Inami. We're giving you another case of Esther Meisef. Let's say Chaylev de Neisser. You have the forbidden fast and it's a leftover carbon. Originally, Meikara, Kai Alav, Esther Chaylev. Originally, this forbidden fast had an Esther Chaylev. But now, you added onto it a Esther Neisser. That's another case of Esther Meisef. The Torah originally gave you an Isser to eat the forbidden fat. And now the Torah is giving you an Isser to eat it because it's nicer. Oh. So that's all explained to what Isser Maisif is. What's our case? You want to say our case really considered an Isser Kailal. and it could be the shua woodwork. The iser kail, what is this? Hainu she'ed iser noisav al ha'chaticha. It's not like we're adding another iser on the thing that was already aser. It's not like you have a piece of meat that's aser and we're adding more iser. El kail acherim isur. Rather, it incorporates other things with the iser. Could go, for example, she'natza achayis chamaisai. He married the sister of his mother-in-law. Right? If you marry the sister of the mother-in-law, what happened? The guy is married to a woman. Now, her mother is his mother-in-law.
How is he allowed to do that?
It's his mother-in-law. It stays his mother-in-law.
Still considered status of mother-in-law.
Well, first of all, man was allowed to marry two wives. Now we don't do that, but he married one wife. Let's say he's still married. He married one lady. Fine. And then he says, oh, he meets her aunt. He says, oh, I like your aunt. Yeah, I'm going to marry your aunt also, your mother's sister.
Wow.
It's mother. I'm saying, why not? It's his mother-in-law's aunt.
Yeah. You
know, it's his mother-in-law's sister. It's his wife's aunt. You're allowed to marry your wife's aunt. So he's married to this. He's just a little generation gap. He married to his wife. And then he also wants to marry her mother's sister. So originally, what was his mother-in-law's? Why couldn't he marry his mother-in-law also? He married a lady. Why can't he marry her mother? Because the mother-in-law. You can't marry. Now, once he went and married the mother-in-law's sister, he also has Saris, but also also it's another lap of his wife's sister.
Yes.
Right? So the same lady, he has one issue because he's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. And also, since he's married to her sister, he can't marry this lady's also his wife's sister from his second wife. So there also he's learning that that's going to be a Isser Kaila.
He really needs to read the Kaddish.
Should read it.
But if he does it, he's aware of two Easter.
Two Easter is probably not a good idea, but yeah, but two Easter, yeah, because yeah, for Chamaisa, for mother-in-law, and for what's it called? For mother-in-law, and for his wife's sister. For example, he married the sister of his mother-in-law. And once he's usher on all of the other sisters, he'll be also usher on his mother-in-law because of Achais Isha. What's another deal about Isser Kail? For example, let's say first this lady became his mother-in-law. He marries the lady and her mother is his mother-in-law. But now she's not yet an Eishes Ish. She was divorced or a widow. And then her mother-in-law goes and gets married. So now as the mother-in-law, plus the Eishes Ish. But now as the Eishes Ish, the Mugu, the Kaila, Kulei Alma, since the whole world she's considered an Eishes Ish, Klala Namali Zayn Chayva, Shtayim, he'll also get two. So that's he's trying to explain the main point we're trying to
grasp. Why is the third case different than the first case? The sequence of, you know, she wasn't an Aces Ish initially in the third case, but in the first case she was.
Oh, because there it is, in the Isser Kail is.
Oh, but the bottom line, they were both Aces Ish and Hamasa.
Right, so it seems like the main thing is about Isser Kail is that even though you already have an Isser, since it's becoming Usher to everyone else also already, this thing's taking effect, will take effect on you also. Which means, over here in the second case, why is it Isser Kail? She's already your mother-in-law. She's already your mother. You marry this daughter, she's your mother-in-law. Right? She was divorced, she was already your mother-in-law.
She wasn't forbidden to everybody else.
Right, for mother-in-law. Right now, she's mother to the whole world. She's a single woman, right? She's a widow or a divorcee. Right? So right now, she's mother. So why is it now, why does, for me, why does she add Isher Ish also? Now she gets married. Mother to she go and gets married. Right? So why for me is she also Isher Ish? Because since the whole world, they got that Isser of Ashes Ish now. It's working for the whole world. So I also get an Isser of Ashes Ish. So we're not going to say she doesn't get an Isser of Ashes. We're not going to say only for some people she gets an Isser of Ashes. So even though this word already had an issue for me of mother-in-law, since the whole world just got Isser of Ish, so I'm also including, you also give me an Isser of Ashes Ish. So if this man is with this woman, I'll get two Isser of mother-in-law and Ashes Ish. The original case was the other way around. Original case, I came and she was already Ashes Ish. She was already a married woman, right? Over there, it happens to me when I'm marrying her, she gets chamais, she'll get chamais because she's becoming my mother-in-law. But it's not because everyone else was usher, that's why you gave me this iser. I mean, the last case, the point of iser kail is like by shul. What's the main point for argamar? Once this thing is working, it's going to work all the way. Which means once the shul is going to work for the weekday, then you're not going to apply it during the weekday, then it's going to work all the way. It's going to be chal even for Shabbos. Now let's see. Try to get to the Mishnah now, Be'ezras Hashem.
Not
going to the Mishnah.
The first case.
Hey, if your mother-in-law, who also ended up being your sister-in-law, is the case you're talking about, right? Because if you married her sister, then
yeah. Your mother-in-law also became a sister-in-law, right?
That's right. Well, if her husband died without having any children, since you met his hand, would you also be required to raise her children for her?
You have the cases. The mother-in-law, we said that the first part is Mosif, right? Because he's adding another Isur which already had.
Right.
And the second and third, they're also Mosif on other according.
Caleb the Noser is Kolel. And the Mosi.
The three of them on the bottom are Mosif.
No, one is Kolel. The last one was Kolel. Which one? The last one he says is Kolel. Which one? Which
one?
The last one is Kolel, and the second one
is Mosif. Where his mother-in-law was not married yet.
Okay.
And she became his mother first, and then she married. That's Kolel.
Okay, and the second one?
Which second one? Which case are you referring to?
We have three about the mother-in-law.
The first one was this. We have two mother-in-law. It's the first case, the third case, the mother-in-law. The beginning and the end. First, again, we had a case of our case of Shua, fine. And we said Ish is Ish, right? That she also became your mother-in-law. So here's Isser Maisif.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Fine. Then we had Chalev, the forbidden facts, and Neister. There also was Maisif. You had Chalev, plus you had Neister. Then you had Isser Kael, the other cases when Isser Kael was first she was your mother-in-law, and then she became Ish is Ish. That's called it. Since everyone else gets the issue, also get issue. Fine, let's try to continue. I really want to try to get to the Mishnah today, so we can end the week, because tomorrow is Chazara. That's the Hashem. So let's try to get to the Mishnah. So what did Gemara just say? So why do you say this case in the Mishnah that you transgress the Shmuel, because the Shmuel could work? We said things that you could get out of, you could start asking a rabbi and get out of it like a Shmuel. Anything that's made with a dibur, you can try to get out of it with a rabbi. Let's say it was a neder or a shvua, you could always try to get out of it. The Gemara says, "Vavai, you didn't tell me any cases which you could back out of for a hektish. Every case of hektish, since it was made with a dibur, eventually you could try to back out of it. You could try to say, oh, I didn't mean it, this and that. You could try to find the heterim. So you didn't tell me any cases you could find loopholes you didn't mention. Hektish, you could try to find loopholes. The Gemara says, you can't. You know why? We're talking about a case. It's not hektish because you made it hektish. But Bechar, it's hektish because on its own it became a firstborn and automatically was sanctified. Fine, so it's not a good question. V'arei Nazir, what about the case of Nazir? Nazir also, a person makes himself know there's a dibur, so it's possible to try to get out of it. But I said, no, but Nazir Shimshon, it was Nazir Shimshon, which means either the Malach made it, like we know from by Shimshon, either the Malach made him a Nazir, the one Pshat, the other Pshat is his father made him a Nazir, and that is a Nazirus for life. So there also another shimshi you can never get out of. If your father made you a nazir, you can't get out of it.
It wasn't voluntary.
Not voluntary.
And also the shimshi could also touch a dead body.
Oh, the wire as well. One second, the wire said, how can you say our Mishnah is talking about another shimshi? Now the shimshi by through the base, you can get something to base. And what do we say in our Mishnah? What was one of the problems in our Mishnah?
He's planted on a dead bone.
A dead bone, so then it shouldn't be an issue. Tell me he's a nazir or a kohen, he was a nazir and a kohen, and he's in the dead base and forth. If it's the nazir shimshi, it shouldn't be a problem.
It would have been listed.
Yeah, it should have been listed. So what? So Gemara says, so really, no, the Gemara is saying, really, we did say cases that you could ask questions about. We did say questions, cases which you could uproot the Isser. And really, we're back to the question, why didn't you say the case of Shvuah? Right? Why do you say the case of Shvuah when a person swore he's not going to do Malacha on Yom Tov? Right? We're back to the question, why don't you mention it? We said that Shua works. And Mar said, "Lahai Tana Isser Kailo Leslie." This time, the whole of Shua does not work. Right? What do we say? Why we said you can't make a Shua on something you already made, but you already have to do on Enduah Harsina. What was our Gemara's question? How can you make a Shua that you're not going to do Malacha on Yom Tov? We said it's not a good Shua anyway because you're ready. The Torah says you have to do it. Right? What do we answer? What do we answer? Since, what do we ask? We said you can't make a Shua.
Since since the shvu is chal and whole, then we're also including Yom
Tov.
So it's basically introducing Isser Koila. This Tana does not hold Isser Koila.
Good. So this Tana doesn't hold such a concept. This Tana does not hold. You can't make a shvu on anything that you're not going to work on Yom Tov. Even if you're incorporating it with a shvu that you're not going to work on a weekday. Okay. We said that if you hold it, you can make the shvuah for a weekday. You could also incorporate a shvuah that you're not going to work on Yom Tov. This Tana doesn't hold such a thing. He doesn't hold such a thing.
So are we still back to two serene then? We're back to two sets of makos.
No, eight. Originally, this is not added to our list of eight.
It's not added. But the whole time the Gemara is trying to resolve getting rid of the ninth and bringing it back down to eight. So in this case, are we still at nine or still at eight?
No, we're back to eight because we said he holds this whole shvuah never helped. When you make a shvuah, you're not going to plow on Yom Tov. Even if you include it, you said, I'm not going to plow on Yom Tov weekday and on Yom Tov, it still doesn't work. Our Gemara originally wants to say, so fun to that. So, what was our question? Maybe we should include a ninth case.
But the proof it still doesn't work. So, it brings a consecration, it brings a Nazarene. All those are proofs that you should give him an extra set of makos. Not that you shouldn't give him an extra set of makos. Aren't these proofs, isn't the Gemara going back and forth trying to prove out that there should be this ninth set?
Yeah, it is, but not in this last step. Not when we say when the Gemara is asking Hektish, Bechar, and Nazir, at this point, these cases that we did are cases that we did mention. These are cases that we did mention. So we'll go down. Let's try and start.
So it's back to the original 8, the Nazir is the original 8, and that's it.
Perfect.
Not the shvuah of the Yom Tov.
Perfect.
But in terms of the number, I mean, we have already introduced the other ones that are more than 8 to start.
Right, that's true. Right, I was saying technically, there's a bigger number. But this isn't part of the number. Fine. Amar Rishaya.
Amar Ha. Do I
want to I really want to try to get to the Mishnah because I tell you what, it's not going to be here for the next week. I want to start the next Mishnah Sunday. So we could do it after. If you want, I could do it with you after. Whoever wants to do the Rivans, at the end of the year at 12 o'clock, we'll do the Rivans. Bez Hashem, whoever's interested. Amar Rishaya. Amar Bia Shor Psule Hamakadashim. Like Shnayim. Fine, we'll see the Rivans. We'll see the Rivans. Fine. Let's see, would you revanse Benazir Shimshin? Benazir Shimshin, Al Yidei Malach, so Revan says, how do you become Benazir Shimshin? Through a Malach, Kibal Naziris Allah, that's how you got Naziris. Tahu, this person, Inlash She'ila, he can't ask on it and get out of it with the rabbi. The Tzivoy Shilamailahu, it was a Tzivoy on high. So if Hashem or a Malach made you into a Nazir, you can't get out of it. It's an interesting Revan. Other Rishonim hold, it's not because it's Tzivoy Shilamailah, other Rishonim hold, because his father did it. It's interesting. Usually we understand Rav Yosef, what's Peshat another Shimshin can't get out of it? Pashat Peshat is because you always love it because his father made it for him. Rivan's saying interesting Peshat. He's saying because a Malach did it for him. The Malach really told the father he should be another.
It's either the Malach or the father.
He does say the other Peshat.
He's getting fired.
Well, wasn't a Shavu by him fired, so that's for sure.
Wait a second, the parashah. Wait, he brings the next shot?
Yeah, at the end.
At the end of the next Rivan. Oh, he brings the other one. Ah, it's interesting, because in this one, in the beginning, he just brings one.
Right.
That's
could be his father.
Yes, it's interesting. He's really an interesting shot. The reason why you can't uproot it, because he's learning also to say that the reason why he's a Nazir, because the Malach really told his father he should be a Nazir.
Which means the father did it, according to the second shot.
Oh, right. So it's two ways of viewing it. The first shot is the Maisa, the Malach did it. The second shot is the Malach didn't do it. He just told the father, then the father did it.
But
interesting.
The father can annul.
No, the father can't, because if your father made a thing, you can't.
But he can.
It sounds common. It sounds like for some reason your father can't either undo it. If your father made a thing for you, what's the whole thing of undoing it? Because you could say, if I would have known this, I would have known that, I want to undo it.
No, but if a daughter says something.
Yeah, there's a special halacha.
The father hears it. Now the daughter knows, she already.
There is a special halacha that he could do hafara. Over there is the halacha of hafara, but over here. There's the halacha by the Darim that the father can be made for the nether. But here it sounds like the father, if you made something work on somebody else, you can't do she'ela.
It was a shaliach from the Malach.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a good question. Like I said, why can't your father do? If your father made, let the father do she'ela.
Well, it says,
Oh, so let's see the Rivan. So first, another Shimshon, they Malach through a Malach came on the Zir Salam. Tahu Ela Sheila. On this, you can't ask on it and get out of it. To see Shalom Malach, let's see what commandment from on high. No, so the Gemara said, but not the Zir Shimshon by through the Mason who klum asur at all? Is he forbidden? Leitava lemesim adam shemekabel nezusha adem malach. Is he also to come tell a mesim he became a nazir through a malach? Ha amrinu b'mseches nazir. We said b'mseches nazir at adam of days. Shimshon hutru leitava lemesim. Shimshon was allowed to become tummy to dead bodies. Ubay lafuku, he wanted to learn the elma hakra. Vayachme meya v'chamishim v'goymer. Mariah has a little question. Maybe we saw he went to war. He killed 100 people, 150 people. Mariah said, no, maybe they were already almost dead. Mariah said, Gemara, it's a mistake. We know that the halacha is you're allowed to become Tamei Mace. The Isra Farshi, another Shimshon, another Minat Betin. Another Shimshon just means you're a Nazir from when you're born. You're born to be a Nazir. The Kashalan, he Nami She'ela, he said, ah, we have a question, so then you should be able to do She'ela. So he's saying, I don't like that pshat that Ivan says. Because then why can't your father ask on it? If your father made the nazir, let your father take it off. And even if your father dies, the reality is, this case is a case that you could ask on it. However it is, at that point when he made it, it's a case of she'ela. Even if he died now. It says, let's say he's saying, he doesn't like that pshat. He's saying, if it's the case that your father was the one who made the zeros, so you should be able to ask on it. Why can't you ask on it? Why can't, like, ask your father? Your father can say, if I would have known, my son won't be able to do this. Yeah. I would have never made the shua. I wouldn't know how hard it's going to be for him.
Yeah. So then if the father dies, then the saying, person can also do it?
No, so he's saying, maybe, let's say, he says that maybe the reason why there's no she'ela, right? Argamar says, there's no she'ela. Right? Said so maybe the reason why there's no she'ela. Finish. He said maybe if there's no she'ela, maybe the reason why there's no she'ela is because the father died.
Okay.
He's saying, but that doesn't help me, because that doesn't mean there's no she'ela in such a case. It means your scenario, you can't ask because he died. It's a technical problem. You can't tell me this is a case that doesn't have she'ela, right? I mean, you told me our mission is not saying cases which have she'ela. Good. So we said, what about Nazir? Nazir has she'ela. He's telling us Nazir Shimshon, which doesn't have she'ela. Now, why should now Rivan say, why doesn't it have she'ela? It has she'ela because that's what the father do. So Rivan say, let's say the father died. So first, you have a technical problem. Doesn't mean there's no she'ela here. It means you can't do she'ela. It doesn't mean there's no issue.
Those last
four words. He says, Afilu meis aviv, even if the father dies, but she'ela in she'ela miya have, however, there is hahu shaita at that time. At that time when he was alive, there is she'ela. Now he's dead. You have a technical problem. There is she'ela. Avada, there is she'ela. Fine. So Rabbi Zev, Ezra Hashem is scheduled like this. Tomorrow is Chazara. Hopefully, Nasa will speak by Ezra Hashem. I don't know if I'm going to be here. Probably not. Maybe try to do some tshuva, hopefully. And then Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You could do your own thing. Ezra Hashem Sunday, we want to try to keep on moving. Ezra Hashem Sunday, the last piece of Gemara and the Mishnah. Fine. Shkayach.
Fine.
I'm not going to do it now. It's too much. I went over time because I'm trying to finish the Gemara.
Sorry. That's the job. We're going to get it in.
So, nothing else right now?
What?
Nothing else?
Okay.